Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good. I'm in the DP garage.
That's right. So today we are talking about the MLB Cigar Ventures Imperia Aventador Robusto. 5-inch by 52 ring gauge comes out of the Quesada factory in the Dominican Republic. The wrapper is from Ecuador, the binder is from the Dominican Republic, and the filler is a mix of Dominican Republic and Pennsylvania. No blenders disclosed. The price point is $10.60, and the cigar was released in April of 2017. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
First, I want to give a small shout out to the pre-light experience. I know we typically don't talk about that, but this cigar looked great. Like that wrapper in the sunlight, it was super oily. It was like you polish and you wax a really nice pair of brown shoes.
Yeah.
It looked really good. And the when I went through the cold draw, it was like sweet raisin, cedar, and all that. It was awesome. But got me excited to actually smoke it. But anyways, in terms of the smoking experience, flavor profiles are pretty direct, pretty straightforward. I got coffee beans, toast slash bread, and cinnamon throughout the whole, for most of the cigar. Retrohaling cinnamon, a nice creaminess started popping forward. Finished soft cinnamon on the rear palate and cedar, strength of body for the most part, just regular medium. So that was the first couple of thirds. Within the last third, I felt like, the cigar kind of lost some of the steam. I lost out on the breadiness. I lost out on a lot of that coffee bean characteristic as well. It was at that point, it was mainly cinnamon and dry wood. Luckily, through retrohaling, I got more of that same intensified cinnamon and cream, and those are still intact. I guess like you could say within the last third, the retro was my favorite part of the cigar. In terms of construction, I rated the burn to be good. Overall good, not the best. A couple of touch-ups, flowery, flaky ashes were kind of the low points of the burn, but the burning temperature is really cool the whole time. Good 1.5-inch ash increments, so no complaints there. In terms of draw, it was perfect.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with some spicy cedar, black pepper, and kind of an underlying sweetness. A little further in, a little cream joined in the profile, kind of added another dimension while the other flavors were staying intact. Retrohale was spicy cedar, a little bit of pepper, kind of gave a fair amount of the zing. An inch in, all the flavors were working really well together. Spice from the cedar and the black pepper created quite an interesting combination. As the third was coming to a close, a little bit of mustiness joined in with that spicy cedar, black pepper, and the cream. Strength was slightly above medium. Getting the second third, cedar moves more to the front along with the pepper. Creamy and musty notes a little further in the background. Half an inch in or so, the black pepper drops to the background while the slightly spicy cedar remained up front. An inch in, cream and mustiness increased to even out with that slightly spicy cedar. Retrohale is now carrying a slightly spicy cedar and mustiness to it. As the third was coming to a close, that cream faded back. The slightly spicy cedar and the mustiness were up front. Strength remained to that slightly above medium mark. In the final third, spicy cedar and mustiness remaining even. A little further in, the spice dropped from the cedar. Retrohale is a very musty cedar note. About an inch in, that mustiness picked up a bit, become the primary note with that cedar slightly behind it. That's kind of how the cigar finished out. Strength stayed at that slightly above medium mark. In regards to the burn, I'm in agreement with you. Slightly wavy throughout. Final third, the cigar kind of struggled to remain lit. Required two relights for me. Ash held on in 1-inch increments. In regards to the draw, a little bit tighter than I prefer, but that's just kind of nitpicking. Didn't cause any issues with the smoking experience, so it was a pretty good draw. What were your overall thoughts on the cigar?
Thought it was a pretty straightforward, good core set of flavors around that cinnamon, toast, bread, coffee beans, with the last third kind of losing steam. I think perhaps the overall medium profile will allow for more of a novice cigar smoker, like someone just kind of, not like I'm an advanced cigar smoker, but like, someone that's just like got into a cigar would enjoy because it's not so strong. The flavors are fairly easily identifiable, right? It's like, I feel like this is one of the cigars where you could sit and smoke with your buddies and you're like, oh, what do you taste in the cigars? And more cases than not, you'll come up with similar number of flavors, types of flavors. So it's a good example of like a steady Eddie kind of a cigar.
Yeah, I thought the cigar had a really interesting combination of flavors, that spicy cedar and the black pepper through the first half of the cigar. Some creamy mustiness in there as well. Construction was pretty good. A little bit of the issues in the burn, but not too bad. Strength slightly above medium the whole way. So like you said, it's not going to overpower most people. I smoked a couple of these. I thought they've been pretty enjoyable experiences. I'd have no problem going back to this cigar at all. Price point's a pretty good match for the experience, I think. So I think if you have access to these or come across them, I think it's definitely well worth seeking them out and smoking a few of them to see what you think. Like you said, flavors are pretty easy to pick out, and you'll be able to identify with them. So getting the scores, we scored it pretty close. You gave it a 6.62. I gave it a 6.47. How do you think that match up with your experience?
It matches well. It's consistently good cigar with some good construction. So mid sixes sounds about right.
Yeah, we scored it equal. The only difference we had was in regards to the draw. It was just mine was just one step lower in the draw, so that's the only difference in our score. So yeah, it's good flavor, pretty good construction, overall good cigar. So I agree with that. Any other final thoughts from you on this one?
I don't think I've ever had an MLB Venture cigar, so this is the first one.
They make some pretty good cigars, and I think we'll get to go through maybe a couple more of these on the site, but. Mike Bellady, he's working with Quesada, he's working with Ernesto Perez Carrillo, so he's working with some pretty good people. So, he's got, I think he just released a new cigar the other day, so be interested to see how that one smokes as well. Any other final thoughts on this one?
Nope.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.